dallying around.
He was dallying around. He was over at Perkins, you know what I'm saying, getting him that breakfast and getting some more breakfast.
You couldn't go grab a Stouffer's?
I could do that, but not the hot tub.
You could have done what Eddie Murphy did, you know.
It's the future!
Down and Distance on WGNRadio.com.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome into the last Down and Distance episode of 2015. I'm your host, Jared Payton, alongside my man Sean Davis here, exclusively on WGNRadio.com. And we have some guests in the building. It was only right if we are going to end 2015. We have to do it with a bang, no pun intended. JR Bang is in the studio, my man, all the way, coming in, leaving real soon. Bang, what's going on with you, man? Where have you been? You haven't tweeted in like 10 years, bro.
I have been tweeting, but it's just not been on my accounts.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? My job has been, hey, you know what? I thank you. I still remember the conversation we had in the small studio of you know, berating me about not using social media, and now my job is around social media.
Isn't it crazy how the world is evolving nowadays? My man sitting next to him, suit up, the best dressed man in radio, television. I mean, I don't even know, podcasts,
yoga,
video streaming, whatever else yes. you're doing now. Your man Xavier Pope sitting in with us. Xavier, listen, man. I don't know the day that I don't turn on the TV or see something with you sitting on some set like, you know, well, yeah, Roger Goodell has. And I'm like, what word did he just use? I'm looking through a thesaurus like, what word was that? Looking fresh as always. Didn't have to wear the tie bar, but you did anyway.
Bringing the heat and slicing it like deli meat.
I see you. And then the man, the myth, the legend, probably – the best man in radio when it comes to making your sound sound good. I mean, he's been around for not that long because he's only like 28, but Ernie Skatton, Chicago voice man, shy voice man, sitting in with us.
You're too nice, and no, I haven't tweeted since like, you know.
It's all good. You've been busy, man. You've been busy. Sean,
I wish.
Sean, it's that time, man. It's 2015, so we've had a great year. All of us have been very blessed to see some great things, great things happen to us in 2015. Now it's time to talk about some of these different stories, issues. I'm going to start off right off the bat because I was thinking about this the other day, and I want to get all of your opinions on this. 2015 was a year that we saw certain athletes that we've watched over the last, 15 to 20 years be so dominant in the respective sports, whatever, you know, surface they're playing on, whether it's basketball, whether it's on the football field, whether it's on the links. But this year has been the year that we saw the decline of three athletes that you probably never thought you would ever see. You never thought it was going to happen. Eventually it has to happen because Father Time brings people down. But for years we talked about these three guys. And how hard has it been? I want to get your take on which one has fallen the most.
More precipitous.
We have Tiger Woods.
Okay.
Dramatic.
Yeah.
We have Peyton Manning. And the one that's kind of leaving out in 2015, who we've watched, and I see where you guys think he fits on the list, but Kobe Bryant. I mean, we've watched all three of these guys for the last 15 to 20 years just dominate and do what they do. And now we sit and watch and we go, I remember 15 years ago. I mean, you remember 15. You remember 1997, Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
The Masters. You're like, whoa, to now. You remember Peyton Manning leaving out of Tennessee, being that guy. Everybody's like, this is the future for the NFL, and he has been. But now you start to see the decline of these athletes. Which one has fallen the most?
Tiger.
I second that.
I third that.
I fourth that.
I fifth
it's,
that.
It's bad.
Without a doubt.
Like Kobe is still averaging about 17 points a game.
Yeah, I knew he would be at the bottom of the list, but I had to throw him in there to kind of make it seem. You start to look – I didn't want to just put two people on the list.
But it's good to have him on the list for the simple fact that we're used to seeing Kobe at the 28, the 30. We're still used to seeing Kobe dominate. And in this league, even though he's, you know, older, we're thinking that he can still do it. Peyton Manning, you know what I'm saying, is the neck. You know, he's hurt and, you know.
And now it's a foot problem.
Yeah, now it's a foot problem. Old. He's old. But Tiger?
Fell off the cliff.
Did
just disappeared.
And I don't know if it's more mental or physical.
I think it's mental.
It's all mental.
I think it's a mixture of both.
We saw this dude basically win a major, come back to win a major against Rocco Mediate.
In a bad knee.
On one leg.
Yeah.
So his pain threshold.
Through the roof.
Is almost Kobe Bryant-like.
Yeah.
The same thing. We've seen Kobe play through dislocated fingers, tendons ripped, championships.
This is
Tiger's done the same thing. So now the mental aspect has to be what is definitely taking him down.
So you talk about his pain threshold. Pretty similar to Kobe and what he's able to do. I think there's certain other people you could throw on that list. I know for one the guy who I lived with, my dad had this pain tolerance through the roof. Go out and play even though hurting. Mentally, though, I think there's only one person that I look at mentally who he was close to, who they were similar, was him and the guy that used to stick out his tongue and fly across. Like, mentally, they were able to take themselves to a different level in their greatness, and you'd be like, how do they do that? Because the normal human being can't mentally go past that, but they figure it out a way. And I think it's a mixture of both. Ernie and I have had this conversation from back in the days when we had JPS. It's about, listen, he'd always talk about father time. There's nothing you can do about getting older. Your body just breaks down, right? But mentally, think about what he went through, y'all. You remember that Thanksgiving when everybody was sitting at their house enjoying, about to cut the turkey, that, and then you hear this news flash about, what? Tiger was doing... What happened? You were like, oh, man, we hope he's all right. Then everything started to unfold.
Dallying around.
He was dallying around. He was over at Perkins, you know what I'm saying, getting him that breakfast and getting some more breakfast, you know, with them extra strawberries on top.
That's a good thing, though.
No, I'm not. I'm saying it wasn't. Guess
no,
what?
No, I'm just saying, when you put him next to Kobe, Kobe was in the middle of the playoffs.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Scandal breaks. This dude's looking at jail time, coming out dropping 40.
Hey, whoa.
So I put them mentally and
he's
physically.
He's definitely mentally stronger than Tiger Woods.
But as athletes, you guys, the one thing, and I think just as people, we're creatures of habit about how we go about our routines. Every single weekend, I still remember being in Canada, it was the same thing before a game when I played with the Alouettes. I would have Lil Wayne on, and it would just play over and over and over again. And I would have lasagna and I would get into my hot tub and sit there and get ready for a game because that was my routine. When I would go away, I couldn't duplicate that when I was on the road because I had a straw trying to blow bubbles in the bathtub.
You couldn't go grab a Stouffer's?
I could do that, but not the hot tub. What the
I could have done what Eddie Murphy did, you know.
So I think that when you look at. That was his routine. I mean, Tiger was good at having stuff on the side and being able to focus on. That's what he was doing for years. And you take that off, now you got to switch it up, and there's a new routine. It messes with you.
So yeah. All of a sudden,
how does he fall so far, though? The man can't win a normal.
Look, I'm with JP on this one. And I look at the scandal and everything, and this is not a joke to me. I really believe this. Everything that Tiger was doing, before the scandal, you know, all that was a part of his daily routine.
Yeah.
That and when you have to remember how we look at Tiger Woods. We looked at Tiger Woods as, you know, the clean, pristine, you know, golfer. He's married with kids and everything. And a lot of people got their vices.
So we all do.
So we now know Tiger's vice. And the thing about this is we know it, and Tiger knows that we know it, and he can't go out and do the things that he used to do. Therefore, that messes with you mentally, especially when you have this aura about you that's now been torn down. You can't be who you are.
That's
you
part
can't
of his
you.
Invincibility.
That was a part of his invincibility. Yeah. I could go out there on that golf course, and I could do all of that, and I could go outside that golf course and get that hotel room in Oak Brook. He can't do that no more. That's why I believe it's more than mental. It's more than, you know, I can't do it on a golf course. I can't be who I am anymore. And I think that's a part of what's going on. He can't be Tiger Woods. He was, can't be Eldrick.
He was hiding who he was because of just.
But it seems like it would be so much harder to hide that than to just go out and swing a golf club. And I know I'm just saying that swing a golf club like it's nothing. Yeah. But this man was the greatest. He was on pace to be the greatest ever. And it just disappeared.
Still is.
But
he'll never win again.
I know, but does that matter if he doesn't eclipse the great one? Does it still not? I mean,
it's a little bit of a knock. I mean, the pace that he was on, the age that he was at, he was expected to catch him. He was expected to catch him. There was no question in our minds that he was going to catch him.
It's a matter of when.
And then it just, it's like he hit a wall, and that's it. He won't win another tournament. He won't win again.
You don't think he can?
No, I don't think he can. Not against elite talent. Not against real elite talent.
Well, the younger talent coming up, the Jordan Spieth.
It's just ridiculous. These guys hit as far as him. He just all of a sudden fell off the face of the planet. Like, you could see the decline with Kobe. You could see Peyton Manning. But they were still good. They were still like, all right. Then you every now and then you get that Kobe. Oh!
I mean, look, Tiger 2013 was still the PGA Player of the Year.
True.
People forget that.
He did have that. That's still 2 years ago. Do you really think he's going to win again?
Nope. I think so.
I think he can. I'm just not putting a timetable on
it. Exactly. It may happen when he's 50 years old.
Because just listening to him talk in some of the interviews that I've heard over the last year, he's at a different state now where it's not all about – he's older now. I mean, he's older, 40 years old. And we're talking where you hear him talk about it's not as much of – I don't know how to compare this to. You know where Derrick Rose is at right now about really trying to mentally build himself up? Yeah. Where it's like – we know you're not there yet, and we know you might not be what you were back in the MVP stage, but you're still trying to build up to where he's at a point now where I listen to Tiger. He's like, listen, I'm cool right now, and I'm actually cool. I've actually accepted what I've done in the game of golf. You know, I'll come back when I come back.
I don't believe that. Somebody with that was that good and had that much competitive juice, believe that he's satisfied with where he is, that he's okay. Yeah. I'm fine. I've come to terms with my garbageness. And I don't believe that.
I'm glad that you said that, though, Ernie, about the competitive juices, because I believe those vices played a part in those competitive juices. I believe those things played a part in what made him that when it comes to him on the field and off the field. And when you have that, man, Tiger Woods can go out there and do it just off of talent alone at this age he is now. Like, today is his birthday, right?
Right. Yeah, today's his birthday.
Man, happy birthday, Tiger. But mentally, all that stuff has been taken away. I think he's done. I think he'll win a fringe tournament here or there, but he's not winning no major.
Maybe his love for golf is gone, you know.
After everything he went through,
I can't separate my life. I can't be Tiger Woods, the golfer. I can't be Tiger Woods, the whatever he wants to be. Whereas Kobe, in his mind, basketball was this escape for him.
Yep.
Where this mecca, this temple where he went to be something other than what he was outside of the game of basketball. And Tiger Woods didn't have that distinction in his mind.
I think you have to sprinkle in with Tiger, one thing that we didn't mention – with Kobe and with Peyton Manning, they've all had either different quarterback coaches or, you know, offensive coordinators or a different head coach. But with Tiger in the game of golf, he switched different coaches to help him with swings. And it was like mentally he was trying to find something and he was changing things up, which was already working. And I think a lot of that came, though, with the knee problems. He wasn't able to get the same torque that he was getting with. Did I say twerk?
Yeah.
Twerk.
You did say twerk.
You did say
that. I mean, that's what he was doing on the weekend. That's what he was doing on the
weekend. He wasn't able to get the same twerk.
That's what he was doing at Perkins, man. I ain't been to the Perkins in a long time, man. Dude, it's crazy. All right, so listen. I mean, we want to know what you think about this situation, everything going on, 2015. Who do you think fell the furthest? Is it Tiger Woods? Is it Peyton Manning? Is it Kobe Bryant? You know, hit us up on Twitter at DADPod on Twitter. Hit us up all. We want to know what's going down. This is Down and Distance. We always convert here. Let's go.